ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.
All right, let's talk on the other side of the ball because you have to decide, as John Hoke said on the Bears Coaches Show on Monday night, you have to decide how you want to defend Aaron Rodgers and what type of defense you're going to use against him, in particular coverage. So what would you do with Aaron Rodgers? In the past, cover two has made him and forced him, like other teams have forced Jay, to be patient to get the ball down the field. And that's what they've done in the past.
If you watch Bears Game Day Live this Sunday, you'll see it.
I feel like I'm
giving up information.
All right, well, then don't. Save it for the show.
Okay, watch Bears Game Day Live because I do have a theory about what I would do with great consistency to Aaron Rodgers in terms to get him in a favorable failing position to put my defense in a strength position.
I'm the only one here without a show to plug, but last time when the Bears played the Packers, I know they didn't blitz a lot. Their philosophy was stay back on defense, everybody eyes on the ball, not blitz a lot. I think they need to change it up, mix it up. I'm not saying blitz every play, because Aaron Rodgers will destroy you if you do that. I'm saying just mix it up, disguise some coverage. Keep him guessing a little bit so he doesn't know what he's facing.
Right.
We shall see. Lots to discuss, obviously. Stopping Eddie Lacy, don't get that run game going, to me is always a threat when you go up to Lambeau Field. They like to do that to the Bears and get that running game cranked up. Right now they're one of 10 teams in the league averaging less than 100 yards rushing per game.
Defensive line rotation. It's always been an asset this season. They've always had a good number of bodies both inside and outside to choose from to keep guys fresh. Who's going to be that guy for Lamar? They have candidates here. They do have quality pass rushers, but now it's not just about rushing the passer. It's making sure you know the down and distance. You know the personnel lining up against you. You know what hash marker you're on and what the way the stances are balanced of the offensive line. So it's no longer just being a practice squad or a special teams contributor. It's about being a contributor of meaningful downs.
All right, that's going to wrap up this week's Chicago Bears Roundtable here from Chicago Bears Network Studios. So please, you've joined us for Week 10, and the matchup with the Green Bay Packers should be awesome as always in this great rivalry. For Tom Thayer, Larry Mayer, and Eli Cabron, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching on ChicagoBears.com.